Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, we're almost ready to get going.
It won't let me stop with this.
Have to just swipe out of it. The 5 second lady scared me. We had a lot of the 90 second lady scaring us all, man. And I'll tell you what, that lady, we would be deep in the presence of God, and that lady'd come on and say 90 seconds, and we'd jump right out of our skin just a moment. There we go. We're almost there.
Again.
this is actually recorded on Facebook on March 23rd, 2020. And what's happening? Do I have to? Oh, wait. Maybe I have to remake you co-host again after you went out. No, it says you're the co-host.
Yeah. So why is it? It keeps telling me no upcoming meetings.
Joining Zoom? You can't join. You're already in Zoom.
I know.
Do you have the Facebook video playing?
I have it up to play, but it's... Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to go out and come back in, I guess. Because I don't know what this is.
All right. We're just learning a new process tonight.
Yeah.
It's all right if you just go ahead and shut everything off. So it starts it all over again.
Yeah.
And then we'll just start out good. Yeah, it's an interesting fact that one of the things we've learned here is actually how to use all this technology. And if you've not been able to see from all of us being together that sometimes it is a real challenge. It really, really is a challenge to get it all together. Yellow belt is Brother Roger Oxy's name, and he got that name because he was banned so many times from YouTube. Here we go.
Good evening, everybody. It is 9 o'clock. Central time here in North Dakota, and glad to have any of you that's joining with us hook up. Anybody that knows me knows that I am a strong friend of the military.
I've put everybody on mute,
so
that if you're doing something in the background, you won't
dedicate that memorial.
You won't interrupt this
service
while we take off.
So tonight I want to talk about the whole situation that we're in, the virus and the shutdown of America. I'm not going to be political. It's good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. Samantha, glad you're here. Carrie, glad you're here. Brother Dave. I'm going to take a few minutes here to greet people as they come on and just talk about what I'm going to do, because the greatest weapon America has right now against what's going on in this nation is you and me. Is we the people. My friend, I won't name names, but there's going to be many friends on here tonight who have served in this nation. You've served time. And we the people are the most powerful force that America has. I'm not calling anybody to arms. It's not my side of it. If you don't like my glasses, then you have to not look at me, because I got to be able to see that screen. I don't know how to turn that white so that it doesn't hit my eyes like this, but it'll be all right. Brother Nassan, glad to have you. That's my mom. Everybody loves it when your mom hooks up. She's making sure my teeth are brushed. But here's the truth of tonight. The greatest weapon that America has is we the people. You and I. That's not a Democrat. That's not a Republican. That's not a liberal, conservative, and independent. The greatest weapon America has right now is you and I, we the people. It's you and I calling upon the God that helped this nation be created. Now, you can get into all kinds of stuff on that. And what I want to do tonight, in this time that I'm with you, is read some stories. Tell some stories. Because the answer for America every time is that we come together as we the people. United we stand and divided we fall. Now, whether or not you like what the governors have done, what President Trump has done, it doesn't matter. Here we are. This is where we are. And yet you and I can take every one of these tools that we have like this and make a difference in America. Now, like tonight. I don't have any reason to do this live except I love America. I love you, my friends. Some of you I haven't seen in a long time. And, you know, you're getting to see my face tonight. And I know that you and I together, just simply using the force of we the people, can change this whole situation. And there isn't nothing anybody can do to stop it. Because this is our nation. I'm not going to tell you to get a sign and go stand at the Capitol and shake it. No, because the governor's rules in every state is limiting that down. I don't like that, and most of you don't like it. But here's the thing. We got to beat this virus. Whether you're a conspiracy theory person or not, we got to beat what's happening. I have friends and people who are on, they're on that wayside out over there, and then they're way over here on this side. And some of them, I think, are in a ditch on either side of the road. But here's what we got to do. If you believe that somebody's here and they're putting the virus all over everything, that's way out there. That's all right. I don't have a problem with that. If you believe that this is just the normal thing that's happening every year, that's all right. I don't care about that. You believe what you believe. We the people can change this. Never in recorded history has God ever failed a group of people, a nation, who would say, God, we need your help. You and I, our hands are tied. But it's not tied when we will get out this book. It's a holy Bible. And we'll do what God says to do. Now, that's not church. That's not religion. I don't care what denomination you belong to. I don't care who your pastor, your priest, your elder, whatever you call them. It doesn't matter. Because the God that's in this book has never failed a group of people who would look up to him and say, we need your help. Come help us. Now, that's what this is going to be about tonight. I'm going to read a story in a little bit out of this book where God opened the eyes of a man who couldn't see and blinded a whole army so they couldn't kill a guy that was right in front of them. Wow. Who was who they were sent to kill. The whole army couldn't. And here's the thing, man. Whatever is behind this right now, whatever it is, and there isn't a person you talk to anywhere, and I talk to a lot of people today who don't, every one of them say, there's something behind this. Something's behind this. I don't know what it is. Oh, wait, I got a whole bunch of people. My thing's not moving. Michael, welcome. Angel, welcome. Denise, welcome. Brianna, glad to have all of you guys with us. Glad. It's really good to see all you people connected. Here's the thing. Maybe you're a Catholic. That's all right. Maybe you're a Baptist. That's all right. Maybe you're not even any Christianity at all, but you believe in God. Well, you're one of the most valuable people to God that he can have right now. If you're not praying and saying, God help, we'll get busy. And add your prayers to ours saying, God help. I don't have all the answers. But the one that this book's about, he has all of the answers. And he's wanting right now to give America an answer that's way beyond anything any of us can see. And in that answer, America be a totally different place. Remember after 9/11, how we all came together? My brothers and my sisters, if you and I don't come together right now and help each other in this nation, we're going to have a really big mess. I live in an apartment complex right now. Guess who my closest neighbors are? The people that's on this floor. And I better make sure that every one of them, that we're all doing good. I thank God for the, you know, keep yourself away. I met a really good friend today at Maynard's or Menards, whatever part of the country you're from. He walked up and gave me an elbow bump. I'm like, I don't want to give you an elbow bump. I want to give you a hug, dude. You're my friend. But that's all right. Give me an elbow bump. Tim, Mark Cummins, Eddie Dennison. Wow, Chuck, glad you guys are here. Sula, Vicky. What this is about tonight is facing our enemy who is on a spiritual side of this thing and coming up with an answer. I'm not anything to most of you people except your friend. But I got a computer. I got the Word of God. I'm going to tell every one of you, you get to your church where your pastor is, your priest, your elder, whatever they call the person that leads you spiritually, you find a way to help them right now make it. Find a way to help them make it. Because the only answer that we have right now is that God Almighty would help every one of us pull together as we the people and make it. My pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barton, man, he's putting stuff out all the time, encouraging people, helping people. We need every church to be strong. We need every place of worship where you are to be strong. We need every single one of us to say, God, give us the answer that we need way beyond what any of us have the ability to do in our own spiritual, physical strength with these hands or even typing on your computer and making a post. How many of you in the last week have written a whole post and then stood back and looked at it and said, I better just walk away from my computer right now? Because I'm not going to be a part of the mess. I have my political opinions, but that's not what's going to help us right now. I want to read a story. And some of you, you're not very religious Bible people, but that's okay. You are my friend, and you, many of you, I can see you've stood next to me on the line for the Patriot Guard. Don't disconnect. Listen to this story out of the Bible and let it encourage you to say, God, I don't know who you are necessarily like this guy does, but give us an answer, God. Help me be a part of the answer of America. Every single one of you who are here tonight, if you'll pray, God will listen to you. Every single one of you. Because he's not trying to destroy us. He's trying to help America make it. He's trying to help America make it. The story I'm going to read is 2 Kings chapter 8. And this is the story of the king of Syria, and he's going to send the whole army to take out one man and a servant. Now listen to what happens. The servant can't see, and the prayer opens the eye of the servant, and this whole army is blinded because this man prays, and they can't see that the man they're trying to kill is right in front of them. Now, God's going to do the same thing for you and I in America right now. Look, listen to this story. 2 Kings 6, verse 8. The king of Syria was making war against Israel. He consulted with his servants, saying, "My camp will be in such and such a place." And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there." The king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him, and he warned him and was watchful there, not just once or twice. The heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of you is for the king of Israel?" God was telling the prophet what the king was saying. You might not even believe in prophets right now. You might not. Dan, Stacy, Cynthia, glad to have you guys. Brother Dusty, it's good to see you. My glasses reflect off this other monitor, but I got to have lots of stuff up here. God was doing this. You know what? Whether you like your governor or the president right now doesn't matter. May every single one of us say, "God, help our leaders to see way beyond the surface of this thing and make some decisions that saves America beyond anything we've ever seen." Glad my sister's here. It's always dangerous when your sister shows up. His sisters pull ears. God help us. We're back in 2 Kings chapter 6, and we're down here to verse 12. "And one of his servants said, 'None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom.'" Well, whatever is behind all this, may God Almighty show our governors and our president the answer that gets so far ahead of this thing, it's over like that. You might not believe this. How about you just try God one time? Now, Acts chapter 1, I'm not going to go there because I'll go there later. Acts chapter 1, verse 3, it says that Jesus showed himself to his apostles after his death and resurrection with many infallible proofs. Some of you have never trusted God for anything. Some of you trust God every day. You may not be religious and go to church, but you trust him every day. If there's ever been a time for us to say, "God, show yourself to me how I can understand you," today's the day. Because America needs it, every one of us, as we the people. Whether you agree with war or you hate war. A million people have laid down their lives in this nation to stop this kind of situation from happening. And their blood cries out to the greatest commander there has ever been, saying, "Deliver our nation from what is going on." Do we honestly think that God can't stop the coronavirus? Have we posted so many posts about it that we've given it more power than what God has? Never, 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 never. Just say it with me right now. God, wipe out the virus beyond any doctor, any organization's ability to understand. Say it. It's a simple prayer. God, wipe out the virus beyond anything anyone can imagine right now. If you go to the store in your town, when you drive down the street, do what the prophet did. Do what the prophet did. Just say, Lord, show me what my city needs. And roll your window down and drive down the street and say, peace, joy, health in my city. Because the God who put America together and has kept her all these many years is still the God that's working right now today. I don't come to you as anything but your friend and a we the people. I am a we the people, and I'm using what anything I got the ability to do today. Some of you are like me. All weekend long, you were watching all these streams from the churches and pastors. And I would say every one of us got more pastoring this weekend than we've had in a long time in our life. And when it's all said and done, we gotta look and say, God, help America. I am a we the people. I heard pastors saying, well, I don't want to take much of your time. Hold it. We all have hours every day. Stay a little longer, Pastor. Fill up some more of our time. We'll get the kids to sit around, listen. Maybe they'll be quiet. And then again, maybe they won't. Because we got this time. Let's get back here and read the story. You got to see this story. So he said, verse 13, 2 Kings 6, 13. So he said, go and see where he is that I may send and get him. And it was told him, saying, surely he's in Dothan. 14. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God rose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said, oh, my Lord. We're about to get taken out. You got two guys. You got the preacher and his helper and a whole army against them. Look what the prophet said. Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. You ready? Let's go back to it. If you're in the right ditch and say this is a conspiracy, God's still bigger than that. If you're in the other ditch and you say it's just a virus, well, God's bigger than any virus. Look at what the prophet said. There's more with us, God and the angels. I know everybody on my list tonight. Danny Jr., thanks for hooking up, bud. Glad to see you. Ruth Smith, glad to see you guys. I know everybody on here so far. Some of you don't pray much, but you pray for angels. In just a minute, I'm going to tell you an angel story that happened for me the other day because the enemy came to take my life completely, wipe me out. I'm serious. It's an amazing story. But see, Elisha said, there's more with us than there is with any enemy out there. Wait a minute. What if China, Russia, India, all the Arab countries were all against us at the same time? Is there more of them than there's angels in heaven? No way. But if we're focused on the virus, the enemy has our eye off of what we have, and that is the angels of the Lord surround and protect us. Look at this right here. My children gave this to me. This is a picture of an angel protecting the soldier. Every single one of the brothers I have on here and sisters that have been with me in the Patriot Guard, Dana, welcome. Glad to have you tonight. We've asked God to listen, protect us while we're riding, and they did. Now, just say this prayer with me. God of heaven, right now tonight, send your angels to surround our great America and deliver us. See, You go to your church, you go to your pastor. I'm not doing any of that. This isn't pastoring. This is just me saying, come on, we can get together when the pastor's not live, and we can read a story of the Bible and say, God, help us. And he'll do it. I'm in 2 Kings. Hold on, I'm going to put this in here. I'm in 2 Kings 6, 8 through 23. That way everybody knows where I'm at. You can get your Bible. Some of you haven't got a Bible out. Hey, Brother Leon, glad to have you. Some of you haven't read a Bible in a long time. If you don't have one, get one. If you don't have one in your house, then download one. I like E-Sword, E-S-W-R-D. It's a great app. It's really... Chapter 6, let's look at this. 17, Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord called out from heaven and said, I ain't answering none of your prayers because you're... No, see, he didn't say that. He said, the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw that, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. We got more with us tonight helping America right now than we have ever seen or believed ever. People who pray are praying more than they have ever, ever prayed before in their life. Say it with me. God, reveal yourself to me. He will do it. Look at this verse. This is one of the coolest verses in the Bible. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. This is the whole army. There's an army marching on two guys, and the prophet says, strike them with blindness. But I want you to see something. Verse 19. Elisha said to them, this is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I'll bring you to the man whom you seek. And he led them to Samaria. Do you realize these people were blind to see that that was Elisha, but they were, their eyes were open and they could see the march? Say this with me. Whatever enemy is behind this, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. God our Father, rebuke that enemy with us. Folks, it's either true or it's the biggest lie there's ever been. He either hears our prayers or why are we even doing this? Warren, hey man, glad to see you. Bob, good to see you tonight, buddy. See, God is real. I'm in 2 Kings chapter 6. And we're going to go down to verse 20. So it was when they had come to Samaria that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. Remember, a minute ago he prayed that their eyes couldn't see, and now he prayed their eyes could see. Has God stopped answering these kind of prayers? No way. We've quit praying them because we're worried about our sin. We're worried about, well, you know, I didn't do good last week, and I said some bad words, and I wasn't nice to people. You made a post, and you didn't delete it. You let it go. I made a post about one of our restaurants last night because they got some really bad service, and God said, just get rid of that and get over yourself. So I did. Look at this. Listen. Some of you right now that are coming on here, I beg you to stay with me. I'm just a we the people tonight. But I'm asking you to listen to what God said in his holy word. This isn't church. I'm not church. This isn't religion. This isn't churchianity. I'm not going to ask you for an offering. I am a we the people saying the blood of every patriot who's given their life in this nation is crying out to God, save America. Let's you and I who have the voice cry out, God, save our land. Because not only will he do it, he is doing it right now. Brother Jimmy Squires, Travis, Keith, Dale Rowe, Jimmy Squires, Katie, thank you guys for being here. Haven't seen some of you in a long time. I'm in 2 Kings chapter 6, and we're reading about the prophet causing the people's eyes to be blind but still see. And we're saying that tonight the greatest thing you and I can do is as the United States of America, as we the people. Wait, let me say the words. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, you're going to make me do it, establish justice. Oh, come on. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I come to you tonight as a we the people, like you folks. Where did my mouse go? I come to you tonight as a we the people saying, let's gather together, whether we're in a forum like this where somebody's saying something, or every minute of our day when we think about it, just say, God of heaven, you established this nation, save us now. Because he just needs somebody who'll have a mustard seed of faith to say, save us, Lord. I'm like you, I've looked at all the posts about the virus and everything else, you know, whatever about all that. And I'm listening to the great posts that you can find out of the Bible, because the same God who gave us this book, this is the oldest book in the world, folks, documented proof that it's true. This God is moving right now, and when you ask him, he is going to help you. I want to tell my story from the other day. Some of you have never prayed Psalm 91 in your life. Some of you pray it all the time, and I encourage any of you, every one of you, to begin to pray Psalm 91, because it's a psalm of protection for you. Wow, Neva, Wendy, Paul, Patty, glad to have you guys with us. I want you to pray this prayer because it's a prayer of protection, and it says, no evil will befall you and no plague will come near your dwelling. Psalm 91, no evil will befall you. It looks like evil is all over America, but if we'll grab that set of verses in Psalm 91 and say, no evil befalls this great nation, the God who wrote this book will work in a place that you and I can't see. I'm on the way back the other day. I was in, my wife and I went to Bismarck. Spent some days over there just talking to guys, see if I can get my hat to go the right way here. And on the way back, we're driving down a two-lane road here in North Dakota. Hey, Jeff, good to have you, buddy. And here in North Dakota, social distancing has been a way of life for a long time. You see a lot of wide open fields and then a farm every now and then. So social distancing is our way of life here. Speed limit 69 miles an hour. We're on a two-lane road. Middle of the afternoon, it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day. We're riding along talking, reading the Bible, talking, praying, asking God for help. Doug Older, good to have you, buddy. I look up, there's five cars coming at me in the other lane, and one of them pulled out to pass. Of course, I'm 100 yards from this guy. He's now in my lane. And I look at my ditch. It's big, it's long, it's sloping. I'll be all right. I'm going to go there, but it's my escape route. But I can tell by the trajectory of that vehicle coming at me, he don't know what's going on. He's either asleep or he's on his phone, and he has no idea which direction he is. And so I swerved to the left, because I was going to miss him. And when I swerved to the left, he saw me swerve back, and I had no place to go but across the other lane of traffic and into the guy's yard. This is happening in 100 yards. I had my cruise set on 69 miles an hour. I jerked the wheel, and in one lane of traffic and the shoulder, I was completely stopped, not in the ditch, on the side of the road, and all five cars went by me. In 100 yards, folks, at 69 miles an hour, the lane is 14 feet wide, the shoulder's probably 8 feet wide, 69 miles an hour, in 25 feet, I stopped completely and did not go in the ditch. Hurley, Melissa, wow, all you guys, glad to have you. What are you saying about it? I'm saying the same God that just saved my life, that was designed to kill a bunch of people that day. We were all going 70 miles an hour. The same God that delivered me there and us all there is delivering America. But the lie, remember when you see the title of this, Let's Expose the Lie? The lie the enemy wants us to believe is that God's not moving for us. John chapter 10, it says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You just say it with me. You don't get to destroy America. You can't steal America. Say these words out loud. I need some of you to start praying like you've never prayed. Just say it. You can't steal my America. I am a we the people. Before, what we've made prayer is, well, if you don't go to my Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal, Charismatic, you know, Nazarene, Jesus-only church, then you can't pray. That's religiosity. That's not what this is. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And God's listening to those of you who don't pray very much at all. He's listening to you more than you could ever imagine right now. Terry Johnson, bless you, man. I've been praying. Dennis and Terry, I've been praying for you guys all day because I know what's happening. And Brother Dennis, we call you healed in Jesus' name. And you live and you die. You live and you do not die. And your heart will heal. And your heart will heal. Got a lot of Gold Star families on here tonight. Thank you guys for your friendship. And even though I haven't talked to many of you in a while, you are never out of my prayers. Never. You're never out of my prayers. You're with me every day. Wow. Get me. Way to go, Terry. You got me again. Beth Christie, Dan Burrows, thank you for being here. What are we doing? We the people right now, as long as you want to stay here with me, are saying, God save America. And we're reading the story out of 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 23, where the prophet caused people who could see with their eyes to be blind so they couldn't destroy him. And we pray that over America. Some of you don't know how to pray. Just pray this with me. Say, Lord, God our Father of America, blind the eyes of anyone trying to destroy us so their work can no longer go forward. I don't know why anybody in the United States of America who loves this country wouldn't pray that prayer. And if you don't love our nation, get out of here. It's just that simple. Say this, God bless America. But don't just say it like it's in passing. Ask God to bless America for real. I want to read this other verse. Some of you are not used to having a Bible study on Americanism. This Constitution, I got it right up here, it says, we the people, in order to establish a nation, set these things in order. And then it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Every one of you listening to me tonight is a we the people, unless you're not. And then you might as well be one, or, you know, what you're here for. And we are endowed by our Creator with these rights that make America what we are today. Say it with me again. God, beyond my human understanding, save America. Ready? Say this with me. It's just a simple prayer. Say, God, beyond my governor's understanding. Now say the name of your state. Save North Dakota. Ready? Say this with me. Say, God, beyond President Donald Trump's understanding, save America. See, what you just did is you took all the politics out. And you let God Almighty now come with his strength, his power, his angels, his ways, and save America. Ken Miller, welcome. Melinda, welcome. Glad to have you guys. What you got going? I'll say it again because we got some new people. I am a we the people. And I love this nation. And I stood against a really bad enemy in this nation at a really difficult time, and it was on our shore, and we did good. And like President Kennedy said, we're not going to stand by and let the undoing of what we have here happen in front of us. All I'm asking you to do as a we the people is to say, God of heaven, help this nation today. Some of you will turn me off because you're afraid this is going to become a religious thing. I'm not sitting here today as a religious man. I'm sitting here today as a we the people. I'm sitting here today as a man who loves this nation and who knows that the God of this Bible is as serious about America as what you and I are. And he has not lost the ability to save if you and I will call upon his name. I'm like all of you. I have thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the funny memes that have come out of this thing. You think at the end of the day, you're like, how can there be any more funny ones? And you wake up the next morning and you just sit on your couch and you just laugh. Because you're like, this is America. It's who we are. We got the north, the south, the east, the west. We got every kind of, every shade, every color, it's amazing who we are. But if we will be the United States of America, and if we'll say, by the blood of every patriot who has ever given their life for this nation, God save America beyond our ability to see with our own human eyes. God's working in things you can't see. I said it earlier, whether you love the governor or hate him, whether you love the president or hate him, it doesn't matter. You and I better ask God to do something that's way beyond their ability, because now we don't have to be bound to our houses for 21 days. I don't want that any more than you do. So, Acts chapter 1, I want you to look at this. Because some of you don't believe God will listen to your prayers. And you have had such a twisted view of religion, you're afraid to pray and talk to God. Here we go. Thank you for saying that, Melinda. I want every one of us to pray right now. Say, everybody just say this simple prayer. God of heaven, however you do it, all of these friends of Melinda's heal their bodies. As I understand the Bible, I understand it this way. Viruses, all of you, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Your power is broken in those people's lives. You may not believe that. That's okay. We just asked God to do it, and me as a we the people said, no, you don't get to happen. May healing come to Melinda's family, her friends right now, in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Acts chapter 1. Some of you won't think that God's going to hear your prayers, but I encourage you. Please, I beg of you, keep listening to me. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Luke wrote the book of Luke, and he wrote the book of Acts. Until the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles and until Jesus died, was born again, or was raised again, and then went to heaven. Easter's coming. Whether you celebrate it or not, just bear with me and listen. During that period of time when Jesus died, was in the grave, and rose again, and then before he ascended to heaven, look at what it says in verse 3. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs. No matter who you are right now, God wants to reveal himself to you in a strong way. I think one of the cool memes I saw the other day was, if you see my children locked out of the house, don't worry about it. We're just practicing for a fire drill. That's funny. No. My mom, man, there was five of us. Get out of the house. You run around the house 10 times and scream at the top of your lungs. And we did. Guess what? There was peace in the house again. Oh, my other sister's here now. It would be an exciting night. See, some of you have never said, God, show yourself to me. Acts chapter 1, verse 3 says, God will show you himself to you by so many proofs that you'll say, wow, God just showed me something. And from this, from my time right here tonight, you and I are going to see things change in our surroundings, you and your neighbors, in our cities. Just if you have to go to the store, like evidently they're letting people still go to stores, roll your window down and pray for God's blessing on everybody that you drive by. You are a we the people. Why wouldn't you do that? Well, I hadn't thought about it. I got to keep to myself. I ought to keep quiet. Well, you don't have to yell and scream. Just roll the window down and every person you see say, God bless them and keep them healed. I'm going to give you a verse of scripture later that will guarantee if you come to the understanding of it, you'll never get any virus. You can't even say that. Oh, yes, I can, because it's how I live. Some kind of virus has already tried to hit me 3 times this year, since November. You don't get to come here. You don't get to come here, but hey, Ella, good to see you, Ella. Doug, see, our challenge is that we want to look at God through religion, through that church down there on that corner, through somebody on TV, good or bad. Mm-mm. No, this book has never failed, ever. 7,000 years of recorded history in this book, and it has never failed, not one time. Why? Because if you'll quit worrying about that building you're in, and you'll talk to the God that the building's about, he'll prove himself to you and America right now in a way we ain't never seen before. Excuse my age, but I'm just from Northern Michigan, so we say ain't a lot. Some of you need to get a big cup of coffee. Wow, thank you. Thank you, Melinda, for saying that. any of you that have friends that have this virus or any virus, the thing that's opened my eyes beyond anything in this is the number of people who actually died from the flu virus. So I've just been saying, I rebuke all you viruses. God Almighty, send your angels and stop these viruses to the degree that the medical profession have the ability to just have a big sigh of relief and say, wow, we've got a reprieve. We've got a stay. Like Melinda said, now medical, now the scientists, now the people that can create some things that'll give us strength over it, like polio and like all the vaccines you and I, when we were young, you got a mark on your shoulder that says you got vaccines. Thank God for them. See, there's a God who's behind all of this. And I just read you that story, which is one of the coolest stories in the Bible. Because the man of God prayed that his servant's eyes would be opened, and he prayed that the army's eyes would be closed, and yet they weren't closed because they could all march. But they didn't know it was him until they got in their enemy's territory. And then God gave great victory. If you keep reading, I'm going to go back there. If you keep reading in 2 Kings chapter 6, no, hold on, I got to get back there. Yes, if you keep reading in chapter 6, you'll see the besiege of Samaria. And then you'll see the God deliver them the next day. And do you know who he delivered them by the next day? Well, let's see. I'm not going to read it. It's a bad story. You read it. Go home and read it. You are home. It's a bad story. That city was enclosed. They could not get out. They could not get out. But Elisha said, tomorrow this time, God's going to give a victory. Is there anybody that would believe with me that tomorrow this time, God would give America a great victory? Anybody want to say it with me? If you want to, just type it in there. God, tomorrow this time, give America a great victory. Just type it in. What, are we afraid to ask God to really do something for us? We the people. We are what this nation is made up of. We are. It's amazing what this nation is made up of. Wow, Tisha Jones, glad you're here. Tammy Prentner, glad you're here. Glad you're here. So, I'm now in 2 Kings chapter 7. Look at this. Thank you, Ken. 2 Kings chapter 7. Remember, the city's besieged. They can't get in. They can't get out. They're eating camel head or donkey heads and dove dung when you read the story. Look at 2 Kings 7:1. Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Tomorrow, about this time, a seah of flour will be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. An officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this be? And the prophet said, in fact, you'll see it with your eyes, but you're not going to be able to experience it and enjoy it. Now listen, some of you have never gotten bold yet. Thank you for every one of you that says, God, tomorrow at this time, give America a miracle. Look at what it says happened. There were four of the most amazing warriors ever at the gate of the city. They were lepers, folks. Patriots, these guys that saved this country were lepers. They couldn't even be with their family. They were put out of the city and said, you can't be with your family. Look at what they said. Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we'll enter the city, the famine is there, and we'll die. If we sit here, we're going to die. Let us go over to the army of the Syrians, and if they keep us alive, we live, and if they kill us, we'll only die. I can hear somebody saying right now, you're telling us to get up and march on something? No, no, no. This is our battle is won right here with these lips in prayer. Every one of you people that just typed that, God, tomorrow, at this time, bring America a victory. Well, what's it going to be, Sammy? I don't know what it is. I just got enough sense to say, God, do something, because I can't. I'm sitting in my house, in my apartment, and there's nothing I can do. But this God is doing stuff, and he needs our voice. Look at what happens. Verse 5, they arose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians, and when they came to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, no one was there. I love how my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barkley, preaches this message. If you've never heard him preach it, then you go to his website and buy the message, I Smell Bacon. It's cool. It's awesome. Verse 6, the Lord caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots. No, it's four lepers. They can't even walk. Leprosy was horrible, man. They lost limbs. Their eyes, you know, fell out, big hole in their face. These guys were in horrible shape. And yet these four lepers are marching on an enemy camp just to get some food. 6, the Lord caused the army of everything against America to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, the king of Israel, oh wait, the God of America has hired somebody to come against what's attacking America in the realm of the spirit. If, those of you that know God, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood here. We're wrestling against a principality and a power. And the only way you and I have any ability to change that is that we call on God, and he does the work. Jesus said, when they questioned him, he said, it's the Father in me that's doing this work. And if you'll quit being religious, and you'll quit being denominational, and you'll figure out who this God is, your life will change. And you'll be a very valuable asset in your denomination. Because that's what God needs. Let's say it again. Support your local church. Help your local pastor. Help him string something to his people. Encourage him to do it every day. People are sitting at home doing nothing. They need to hear the pastor's voice. Let's keep reading. 7. Therefore they arose, 2 Kings 7:7, and fled at twilight, and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. What's coming at them? An army of four lepers. Debbie Abraham, Rich Haviland, Randy Kidman, Jeff Nowak. Hey, Jeff, I'm out here where you are, brother. Beth Christie, come on. Thank you guys for joining. Verse 8. And when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent, ate and drank, carried away from it silver, gold, and clothing. They went and hid them. These guys were like, whoa, this is heyday. Eat a little bit, but let's carry away some stuff here. They came back, and then they said, we're not doing right because God's given us a victory. I want you to say it again with me. This time tomorrow, God, give us an answer, a victory, a miracle for America. Say, this time tomorrow. You're really bold. The righteous are as bold as a lion. You think I can make something happen? I can't make nothing happen. Any more than you can. But all of our faith, we got 19 of us right now on here. One puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000, and God doesn't give us the third part of that equation because an exponential number. Dan Rankowski. Oh, no. Now I have three sisters on with me. All you guys pray for me. That's the worst scrutiny in the world. Love you, man. Verse 8. When they came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent. All right, now I'm on nine. And then they said, let's go tell the king. Now, let me just say this. I am here tonight as a we the people. The blood of every patriot that has ever given their life. I wear this cap every day. This is in honor of Chief Petty Officer Jason Freewell, who gave his life in Navy SEAL. I helped dedicate a memorial to him. I wear it every day so that anybody that asks me, I say, wait, there's a man right here. He gave his life believing in this country. The blood of every patriot cries out today, God Almighty, save the America I gave my life for. And you and I, as we the people, got to get busy because we're the ones. Abraham Lincoln said, help us the living to be dedicated to the same freedom which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us do our part. Our part right now is to say, God Almighty, give us a miracle this time tomorrow that America can look and say, wow, we got a victory. What is it going to be? Who knows? We know God. We know God. If you don't know him, start talking to him. He wants you to talk to him. Yeah, but I'm not right with, I got to get my hat right here. I might not be right with God. You ain't ever going to be right with God unless you use Jesus' righteousness. You're never going to be right with God if you don't use Jesus' righteousness. And guess what? As soon as you use his righteousness, you get to be right with God. I'm not here to give you an ecclesiastical, biblical lesson, except we the people believe in our nation. Some of you love your governor, and some of you have great distaste for your governor. It doesn't matter which side of the road you're on there. You best be praying for that governor to do something that goes way beyond their ability to help your state make it. We better put all politics aside right now. And we better call on the greatest force that has ever been, and that is the force that has helped America stand. There's an 11-minute video on YouTube that you should go watch about the national anthem if you've never watched it, and how Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. And the whole fleet from England came, and they focused themselves on that one fort, and they said, we're going to take you out tonight. And Francis Scott Key was on that ship, and he was saying, the people, the men underneath in the belly of the ship were saying, is the flag still there? And he said, the flag is still there. The flag is still there. The flag is still there. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world looks and sees or says or does. We the people cannot be defeated if we'll call on the God who helped this thing get to this point where we are today. What did Benjamin Franklin say? Any nation who's come to this point, I'm gonna mess it up, but somebody grab that quote and put it over here in the comments for me. You can't make it this far without God's help, and we won't make it in the future without God's help. Not the Baptist, not the Methodist, not the Catholics, not the Presbyterian. Without God, get above your religious persuasion and say, God of America, save us today. Well, look at this one. I got to keep reading. Well, the king, you go on down, verse 12, the king's like, well, I don't know. Let's not trust these guys. And then one of the servants, 13, said, this is 2 Kings 7:13. He said, hold it. Please take a few men, king. Please, we're hungry here. Maybe there's something going on. We don't know. And take five of the remaining horses. And they went. Verse 15, they went after them to the Jordan, and indeed the road was full of garments and weapons. May the enemy who come against America to do this to us, our enemy, the devil, have himself running naked. Read it. Running naked, afraid of our God. And the victory that comes to America be so amazing and so strong and so filled with we the people standing strong together that the rest of the world stands and shakes their head and this evil goes around the world and is no longer in our great land. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Maybe you've never studied our founding documents. This is probably a good time when you have lots of time. Those of you men who've told your wife, I'm going to get to it, 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 and she's asking you to, just tell her, wait, you know, Brother Samuel last night, he was talking on there saying, we need to study the founding documents. I need to study that right now. I'll fix the toilet later. Gage, good to see you, buddy. Tina, Teresa, Justin, glad you guys are here. See, if you don't know what these founding documents are, you forget who we are. I'm going to read it right now because I need to. Just give me a second if I can get this mouse to get on the right screen. I want to read this to you because it's one of the greatest quotes that has ever happened from one of our presidents. And I think it'll really help us. Let's see, where did it go? There it is. This is from President John F. Kennedy. The world is very different now. For man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man came not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. Now, please don't hang up just because I'm reading something from Kennedy if you didn't like him. Let's be Americans here. Let's be bigger than this. He continues, we dare not forget today that we are heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch of liberty has been passed to a new generation of Americans, and that is you and me. Thank God for the greatest generation. I love them. Greatest experience I ever had was in a movie theater with a World War II vet that grabbed me right by my shirt collar and said, buddy, this election is one of the most important I have ever seen. And he shook me. He's got a cane, and he's shaking me in the theater. I'm like, there's a man who fought for it. Look what he says. Let the word go forth from this time to friend and foe alike that the torch of liberty has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, we would say nation, tempered by war, hard and bitter peace. Our own young men have died. I mean, there's like 8 Gold Star families on here tonight who have lost a loved one in the last war. And we honor you tonight. I don't say this about those who lost their life disrespectfully. I say it with the greatest of respect. Look at what he said. Proud of our ancient heritage. Unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of these human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today, he said, at home and around the world, let every well or ill, that we the people will pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend and oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty. What is all that, Brother Samuel? It's this. You and I are in a place in American history when we have to stand up and be we the people. And we got to call on the God who made this come to pass. Some of you may not believe God will even hear your prayer. But I challenge you. If you pray, he is listening to your prayer. I've read 2 stories out of God's holy word, how God showed up to an earthly situation like America is in. Like America is in. God, thank you, Ken. God is showing up in America, but we got to quit posting all this stuff about the disease and start posting, our trust is in you, Lord. Jesus is bigger than this. He's the name above every name. And I know some of you are going to say, well, you're just being religious. No, I ain't being religious. I'm the least religious person you know. Do I believe in God? With all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's a great, this is the greatest book you ever find right here, full of stuff. And you can tell my Bible's used. It's just full of stuff. See, I listen to President Trump, and I listen to our governors. And I look at I look on their face. Ken, once you get that, I wanna read that statement once you get that. Bonnie Mae, glad to have you. If there's ever been a time we get past our politics and past our religious persuasion and just get to being Americans who believe in the God who established this great nation, it is now. It is right now. It is right now. None of us. You look at your governor's face when they're talking. You look at President Trump's face. They're doing their best to be bold, strong leaders right now. But anybody who understands humans at all can look at that face and say, there's a serious battle going on here. And we, the people, can support those peoples, those leaders, with our prayers. See God do things that leader has no ability to do in his own strength, except for long periods of time. My friends in Michigan, you guys, 21 days. I got to speak the right words. I'm talking about speaking faith. May God help you. I'm glad I live in North Dakota, you know. We got social distancing down. It's just the way of life up here. May God help us. May God help us. I've stood at the memorial service at so many fallen churches. He said, why? What kind of price is this? This young man, this young lady believed. Wow, they believed in it. And now their families paid it, as President Lincoln said, they laid on that altar the most precious price of freedom that there is. It's because we believe in this nation. We believe in who we are as America. We are a good people. And our good God, not your religion, not mine. I have a pastor. I have a church. I have religious leaders I follow and I listen to, and I help them do what they do. That's not what this is about tonight. I beg of you, get and stay connected to your local church. If there's ever a time your local church needed you, they need you now. People not going to work, not making any more money. What's going to happen with the finances of your church? Can you make it? Pray for them. That's why today I just like, you know what, I'm going live. If nobody even listens to me, I'm going live, because if we the people got to get ourselves off of the enemy, which is the devil. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus come to give us life and life more abundantly. God of life, give us life. Want to say it with me? I rebuke you, coronavirus, and every... Jesus come to give us life and life more abundantly.
I don't know any more about this than that.
God of life,
I'm cursing that thing every day in the name of Jesus. 3,000 people a day around the world? It's a lot of people. And this is either going to work or we're believing the biggest lie. And I told you a personal story tonight myself about how God this week, using this book and the principles of Psalm 91, saved my life from being wiped off the face of this earth in a car accident. There's no human way you can go from 69 miles an hour across a lane of traffic into a shoulder and stop in 22 feet and do it all while there's six cars coming at you that are going 70 miles an hour in 100 yards. That's impossible. But what it is proof that there is a force. There is a force beyond you and me that's bigger than anything. That's bigger than anything. God save this nation. God, by this time tomorrow, the number was 22. 22 of us have asked you to do something amazing for this great nation. Thank you, Jeannie, for joining us. God bless you and Don. God, we ask you, as we the people, save our nation. Save our nation and do it biblical style. May we have we will have a testimony. We will have a story to tell our children. It will not be a negative one about 2020. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I hope that from tonight, that we start, just from this group of people right here, get your friends together and do a live broadcast where you're just all talking to each other. Some of you have never found Blog Talk Radio. It's a great place that you can communicate and have a whole bunch of people on at the same time. We don't have to submit to this enemy. And we don't. Want to say it with me? Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we the people will pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. This much we pledge, and more. We the people of the United States of America. Now I'm going to post down here. I can figure out where my mouse went. I'm going to post. All right, well, there we go. All right. Let's see if I can do this right this way. I made a video on the Capitol steps the other day here in North Dakota. And I received communion when I was there. Where am I at? Jesus. And I recorded it. And you may want to watch it again if you want. Aubrey, thank you for joining with us. I haven't seen you in a while. Pray for you guys often. In the book of Exodus, it talks about God said to the children of Israel, destruction's coming tonight. I want you to get in your house. And here's the Passover. And here's how you get protected. Well, on the Capitol steps here in North Dakota, that's the House, that's the Senate, and it's the governor's office. And the scripture in Exodus chapter 12 said, but when I see the blood, I'll pass over. Well, you and I today know that as communion. And so in that video, I received communion on the Capitol steps, and I speak some very specific psalms. Psalm 62, Psalm 91, Psalm 103. As a way of declaring my faith, just me, saying, God, save America. Our Governor Doug Burgum, help this man beyond anything. Pray this prayer. Help we the people to be intelligent and not spread it. If someone spread this beyond us, we rebuke them, and we ask you, Father, take that enemy out so that we now have our victory here. Bill Croton, Australia. Man, that's awesome, brother. Thank you. The time is in Australia. That's amazing. See, our problem is, if we listen to everybody else, we'll forget that we, the people, are the ones that are doing this work. And no different than God answering the prayer for those four lepers, guys. Nobody on here tonight is a leper. We're all in better shape than what those four lepers were in 2 Kings chapter 6 to save their whole nation. Every one of us are. And it's just because they said, wait a minute, I'm going to do what I can do. So I'm going to be done here in a minute. I was hoping Brother Ken could find that, but I remember the last time I looked for it, I looked a long time. It's just, I believe it was Benjamin Franklin, and he made some kind of statement that this nation didn't get started without God. It's not going to continue without God. And it had something to do with God that sees a sparrow fall. I encourage you tonight to be a we the people. If you're a pastor listening tonight, wow, help your people. Reach out to them every day, please. We need you. We need you. Those of you, maybe you've not been to your church, your synagogue, you know, whatever you call the building you go to. Maybe you've not been there in a while. You can't go now. Find a way to help them reach you. And if there's nobody there that can, and you get online and find someone that you believe in. If you want me to help you, I'll tell you who I believe in, but I'm not doing that here tonight. That's not my place. My place tonight is to call you and I, as citizens of this great nation, to stand boldly. Okay, I'm going to do one more verse, or one more set of verses. I try not to go too long, but I guess I'm like everybody else. What else are you going to do? You're going to sit there at home. Listen to these verses right now in the context of America. Listen to this in the context of America. All right? This isn't Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Charismatic. This ain't nothing. This is the context of America. Mm-hmm. He who dwells, this is Psalm 91, in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's God. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. In him I'll trust. You've got to eat. You've got to do all the basics of life. But our trust is in God. Help something bigger than us to happen. Look at 3. Surely, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler from the perilous pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you'll take refuge. I remember several times when I was riding with the Patriot Guard, even when I was the state captain. We had 100 bikes, 150 bikes, and some would go on the road, and there was no way humanly that we came out of it with nobody getting hurt, except we put our faith that the God who is empowering us to go and stand for these families would also keep us safe and protected. Tens of millions of miles ridden on motorcycles in the most crazy weather. But we stood on this song. It's verse 4, Psalm 91:4, his truth shall be your shield and buckler. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Look at this. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. This is America right now. Want to say it? I will not be afraid of this pestilence. Though the destruction that lays waste at noonday, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. Because, verse 9, because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Look at this sense. No evil shall befall you. Well, it's already pretty evil out here. Yeah, it is. But you know what? We better start standing up and saying, God, you said no evil would befall us. No plague would come near your dwelling. There's your opportunity. Just say, no plague is going to come near my dwelling. How can you be that confident? Because I read this book. And this God saved me from death this week. That's why I'm that confident. Crossed a lane of traffic, 6 cars, 70 miles an hour, and 22 feet or whatever it is. I'm stopped completely, not in anybody's yard, nothing wrong. They drive away, and I get back on the road like nothing happened. The God of this book saved Samuel Cotto's life again this week. Look at 11. He'll give his angels charge over you. Give your angels charge over America, Father. Keep me in all our ways. In their hands they'll bear us up so we don't dash our foot against the stone. Tread on the lion, the cobra, the young lion, the serpent, you'll trample underfoot. Because he set his love upon me, this is God talking, I will deliver him. I'll say he's known my name. He'll call on me. I will answer him. God just said it. I will answer you. Say it. He heard my prayer, and he is answering me tonight. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him. I'll honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Okay. All right, I got to give you this other verse. I told you I would. But then I got to be done. I'm not trying to just run off, but all right, Gwen Sweeney, glad you're here. Michael Durkee, Glenda Gardner, wow. Thanks for being here, Glenda. Amazing. Okay, this is a We the People night. For those of you that's just joined us, probably going to want to go back and listen to the beginning because this isn't any kind of a religious organization that's talking tonight. I am here as a We the People who stood very specifically to defend this nation. And I'm not going to see the undoing of it on my watch without doing something. And I got a computer and Facebook, and I can do this. Some of you really want to trust God. Here's one verse of scripture that you can meditate in. It'll take you to many other verses. This one verse of scripture, when you get it, you'll never have to be sick another day of your life. Now, I know that stretches way, way, way many of you, but listen to me. Just listen to this. Say it with me. The God of this book is either real or he isn't. He is. I just gave a testimony. Saved my life this week from death. This God did. Look at verse Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and it's possible for that to happen, this spirit who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Now, some of you, that's a big stretch, but listen to it. I want you to just take your Bible out and start studying that verse. Jesus said in his prayer for the disciples on the Last Supper, John 14, 15, 16, and 17, that prayer, he said, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were going to live inside of us. That's the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. If it raised Jesus from the dead, then it's got to give life to our body. Because that's what the Word of God says. You can tell me all the stories of all the people you know that died. I know. I don't know how to answer that. I just know how to stand on this verse. Some kind of virus has attacked me 3 times since November. But I stand on this verse every single day. That the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, obviously, God has the ability to make that spirit live on the inside of me. And this is the verse I've stood on. And those symptoms have left me every single time. And here I am in health. I've lived in health my whole life. Now listen. It's a deep study. Some of you have never taken your Bible out and actually studied it. All right? It's okay. If you want to study with me, I have a Blog Talk Radio show you can hook up to. You can send me, I'll help you do that. That's not what this is about. Tonight is we the people, you and I. Sam Kyle will find something he could do to encourage his friends. You guys are my friends. To do something in your community. To make we the people strong, the United States of America, north and south, east and west, rich and poor, young and old, tall and short, fat and skinny, it don't matter. I live in the most diverse community in the nation, probably, because you can't believe how many people live here from all kinds of nations of the world live here. But I'm going to tell you something. This God, this ain't written by accident. This ain't written by accident. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We don't get our rights from any man. They come from God Almighty. But when we'll stick to that, then we can pick this up, and it's not a religious book. It's not a way of life. It's now our answers. It's now our future. It's now our hope. It's now what demolishes this enemy that's in front of us. God bless you, Connie. Pray for you all the time, man. Dennis? Wow. Brother Ken, his wife had stage 4 lung cancer and is now considered no evidence of a disease. Explain that without God. There's no explanation. But I can tell you this. Yeah, everybody here can tell these stories. Thank you, Ken, for saying that. Day after day after day after day after day after day after day. Because these stories are so, so, so very many. Why? Because they're just just somebody that looks up to heaven and say, God, beyond my ability to do something, I put my trust in you and say, do something. Heal our land. Forgive us of our sin. Heal our land. Some of you are like, yeah, but I'm one of them sinners. Wait. It's real simple. Genesis, John chapter 1 says, to as many as receive him, to them he gives the power to be a child of God. That ain't no religion, folks. That ain't, everybody's seen him, the guy standing on the corner saying, repent or you're going to hell. That ain't that. That's just you saying, God, I receive you in my life. I receive your son Jesus in my life. You know what I'm saying? I receive you, Jesus, in my life. Had a young man in the car with me the other day, and we prayed that prayer. He's like, everything's a mess. I'm like, all right, let's get it fixed. Let's pray this prayer. As soon as he said, I receive you in my life, bam, a smile came to his face. He said, wow. I said, let's take it one step farther. Let's get you filled with the Holy Spirit. He goes, wow, what's that? I said, well, Jesus said he's more willing to fill you with the Holy Spirit than you are to ask, so it must be important. So let's just ask, Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Bam, they're filled just like that, because Jesus said he's more willing to do it than you are to ask. And now Romans chapter 8, verse 11 can happen, and there ain't no sickness that can stay in you or anyone else when on the inside is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It's not religion. It's not churchianity. Although we got to have a church. You need a pastor. You got to have a place to call home. You need to pick this book up and say, God, that crazy Barker man said, I better figure out what this is. You need to. It's the most wonderful thing that will ever happen to you. And then you lose all your weirdness and you're cool like me. All right. I got to go. Next time I come back, I might just be on here spinning YouTubes. I encourage every one of you that's listening tonight, start asking God, hey, what can I do to make a difference? Debbie Ellsworth, wow. God bless you, man. Glad you're here. Eric Cobb, now I got three sisters and a brother-in-law listening. I'm in trouble. My mom even. No, let's keep it simple. Let's keep God in the center of this thing. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he don't get to unless we let him. Jesus come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Speak it. Speak life. Everywhere you go, speak life. Power of life and death is in our tongue, so let's speak life. Find a way to help your neighbors. Hey. Some of you don't know how to do it. So turn on Tim the Toolman on YouTube and watch him. He'll show you social distancing with him and who's the guy across the... Wilson. Wilson. Set your chair in your front yard and have your neighbor set his 25 feet away. There ain't nothing going to get that outside there. Don't let this keep you from being a human. And you can do it without spreading the disease. You can. And we are. We are right now. If you've never been born again, say this with me. Say, Jesus, I receive you in my life right now. Just like that. Or to John chapter 1, you give me the power to be a child of God. I'll live for you every day. That was real difficult, wasn't it? I've done it on the side of the road. I've done it in truck stops. I've done it in groups of bikers and in groups of the most tough thing you ever saw. Took communion in a bar on January 2nd because people wanted some communion. Let God out of that box you got him in, folks. Let him out. He wants to be really big. Really, 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 really good, man. Some of you haven't heard this. We've read some great stories. I told a testimony how God saved my life this week from death. And I encourage you to help those around you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, did you ever find that, Ken? I didn't either, but somebody will find it. We'll post it on one of our Facebook pages. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all I got tonight. I love every one of you. Everybody that's on here, you're somebody in my life. Jordan, thank you for showing up, buddy. Watch the whole thing. Put your comments in there. Thank you for being my friends. Most of all, thank you for being we the people. Be bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Anointed to the bone. Fearless in Jesus' name. Well, I see you again. I call you blessed.
Well, wow. That was a fun run back in time.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's always fun to reminisce. Oh my goodness, how do I get this? There we go. There we go. Yeah, it's always fun to reminisce. And here, who is here with us. I love it. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you all heard your name at least once during this process, the ones that have been with us, because many of you have been right from the beginning. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this. It's been wonderful. And now, since Pastor didn't receive communion, we must not have started doing that yet at that point in time. Let's receive communion together. How many times did you say, Phyllis, we had been, if we did it every day once?
Well, a quick estimation was 1,600 times.
Yeah. 365 times 4. Yes, that's 1,460 times. And then the first 365 or so, we did it twice a day. So, yeah, 1,825-ish times. Wow.
29, 20. If the community was done twice a day.
Yeah, for the first year. I think it was about the first year that we did it twice a day. I'm not really sure. We didn't really.
Yeah, it was. It was twice. Because we did communion in the one after it started.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was for the ones that worked, you know, late.
Yeah.
The chip. Got off. That way we did communion too.
Yeah. Well, and we had so many in different countries too that... That's why we started doing it twice. Yeah, do you remember how long we did it twice a day? Was it just that first year or so, or how long was that?
Well, it seems like back in after 2020, 21, we did it. And then it just we changed it.
Yeah.
So we went to one time.
Went to once a day, yeah. Yeah. So that's awesome. All right. Well, let's receive communion together again tonight, shall we?
Yes, indeed.
All right. I am going to share the screen while everybody runs and gets your communion element or read the verses with me. I'll put them up so we can all see them and read them out loud together. Here we go. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting on verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John 4:17-18, talking of God's perfect love for us. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. And I'm trying, whoever was just trying to come in the door, I'm trying to get to you. And I don't see him.
It was me.
Oh, so, okay. Oh, well,
I was in the lag on YouTube, but I just finished. So, and when I finished, I said, wow, this guy's not doing communion. When they steal it.
We hadn't started it yet, must be.
All right, thank you.
I can't understand what you're saying, lover. What's going on there? Do
you
want me to
keep going? Somebody's mic's on and they got something playing at the back.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Please mute everybody so that all the mics are on.
There we go. All right. Do you want me to keep going, or did you have something to say right at the...
No, keep going.
All right. If there is anyone with us tonight that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we're going to next put up the prayer, a prayer of salvation that you can pray with us. We'll pray the words out loud, and in a couple of minutes, you can be saved and born again and begin your new walk as a Christian on this earth. And we shout hallelujah with you, and then you'll be free to receive communion with us. So I'm going to put up this prayer. Pray it from the very depths of your heart. This is the prayer that will change your life here on earth, and it'll give you eternity in heaven. So hallelujah. Here we go. I'm going to share the screen. And then when we get done praying this prayer, we'll receive communion together. Oops. Hold up here. And everyone that has already prayed this prayer in your life, please feel free to pray it again. It's a wonderful, wonderful rededication, a reminder, a refreshing with Jesus. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life, and I make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy. all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, if you amen. Just prayed that prayer for the first time, we say welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. We're so happy for you. We're rejoicing for you and with you. We'd love to hear from you that you've made this decision. If you would get a hold of us, our contact information is in the notes in all of the YouTube programs at the end of the program, or you can go to samueljcottle.com. That's our Community of Faith page, web page, and all our contact information is there too. And there are some prayers and other information, and we would just love to hear from you. We'd love to help bring any understanding answers to any questions you have. And join us whenever you can. Our schedule is also in the notes at the end of the YouTube program. So join us whenever you can. We have this wonderful family we call the Community of Faith here. They're a great, great support system. We're here every day. We have a prayer time. We have a Bible study time, and we'd love to have you be part of it. So please get a hold of us and join us whenever you can. And now you're free to receive communion with us too. So I'm going to put up the communion prayers. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it too. So if everyone holds up your communion elements right now, Father, we thank you for this time here tonight that we're able to gather together again for 4 years. For 4 years we've been gathering together, Father.
Thank
you. Thank you. What an amazing blessing you have given us all. Thank you. And now we thank you for this time of communion. We bless and sanctify these communion elements for this time with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to share the screen again. And let's pray over our bread. Let me get the right screen up here. And here we go. This is our new covenant worship or communion prayer. And let's pray this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Lost my mouse here. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you suffered to save us. Thank you. Now, if you lift up your juice, we pray. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. All things and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you again, Lord, for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Well, that was a fun evening to us. I hope it was a fun evening to you guys. Amen, Rebecca.
Yeah, be muted. There you go.
There you go.
Let's sing our song we used to sing. The blood. Let me raise it up. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Every chase to the high mountain,
and it flows
to the lowest valley.
The blood
that gives me strength from day to day. It will never
lose
its power. Well, my, my, my. What a night, huh?
Absolutely
one,
wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a celebration and a good memory.
That's amazing. And, you know, I thank God for Facebook and YouTube. Think about that.
As much as
complaining. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yes, as much as we've complained about them, we have used them for the good of God. Thank you, Lord.
The anointing of God that was done that night, it's containerized inside that video. And you can hear the plea of the Holy Spirit of God saying, you are we the people. Stand up and be you.
Yeah.
And you could you can experience that anointing. Thank God for it. And it's one of the most interesting parts of God to me. You can find an old video of Oral Roberts' crusade where thousands of people are being healed. And it's a real experience. If you've never gone and looked at any of them, do it. Because we've learned a lot. We've become very polished since then. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spirit of God moves, and you can still sense that. And I encourage you, like I have now for 4 years, everywhere you go, you might think this is crazy, but I'm going to be on frack sites tonight where they're fracking oil wells. When I drive on that site, I declare life and life more
abundantly.
On that site. Why? Because there's men on that site that's never met God. And that equipment's got to work. If that equipment don't work and things start going wrong, it goes really wrong really quick. And so we need life. And I'm serious about it. When you drive through your city, lift your hands and speak life more abundantly to your city. I mean, now more than ever. If you live in a sanctuary city where they've received these illegals and you're having to deal with that whole situation, now more than ever, you must speak life and life more abundantly. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Hold on. Work, phone. Yes.
It seems to be working good from this side.
I know. I just got a load. And, I saw a video last night in the middle of the night. Of a young man filled with anger and hatred for America, declaring, we are part of the invasion army, and we will come and we will take every vacant house by squatters' rights away from you, and we will live in them, and you cannot stop us.
He was one of the immigrants coming in?
He said, I am part of the invasion army. That was his statement.
Oh, so, yeah. Wow.
And so we don't have to be worried about that. It's no different than that army that showed up to kill Elijah or Elisha. There was a whole army against Elisha and Gehazi. Those are innumerable odds, you know. But it doesn't matter. Elisha just stood up and said, well, blind him. And they went blind, but not so blind that they couldn't march down the road into the enemy's camp. And when God opened their eyes, they were surrounded by the enemy. And the commander said, we better not mess with this Elisha guy anymore because he'll get us all killed. And so you and I have got to... We cannot stand idly by and say, que sera, sera. We must be declaring the life of God. And may that guy that I saw in that video put another video out in 2 days that says, I got born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and I'm going home as a missionary.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Stand in agreement with that.
We must. Pray now. I mean, we've learned a lot. Our growth and development since that first video, we have grown by leaps and bounds. And God's shown us many things and that we should be using every single day.
And so thanks for being here and being a part. Is this road slippery or is this road not slippery?
We declare the roads before you are clear and dry.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So, thanks for being a part of it. Just like Phyllis said, thanks, sir. Thanks for the memories. Thank you guys for being such close friends and partners with us.
Still here.
Still here.
Thank you.
Of all the statements that we needed to hear tonight, we needed to hear that statement. We've received communion 1,600 times together.
We just figured out it's actually 18 or something. 1,800.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Nobody set out to do it 1,800 times. We just said, all right, that's what you want us to do. We'll obey you. And how many people, hundreds of people, have received their first communion right here? Wow. Well, who all's with us?
There's six of us right now still listed. Eight.
All right. Well, bless you guys. We sure do love you. And Sister Phyllis?
Yes, please.
What do we read tonight? I want you to read those verses about the blood. I just didn't get them to you yet.
You need to just tell me what they are so that I can send them on to her, don't you know?
I'm telling you right now. I know if I say it enough here, I'll finally say, I better get busy and get this done. Everybody's going to think there's something wrong with me. But let's do the Jude verses again, Phyllis.
Okay, gladly. Okay, that would be verses 20 through 25. And, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And you know I like to read Revelation 1, verses 5 through 8, since we just have communion. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verse 7, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. And verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And you didn't say I wanted to stop, but we can all continue at our own leisure.
There's so much that God's done for us and given to us that you have to just keep speaking it. And somebody said, why do you keep using the same verses? Because we all eat the same peanut butter and jelly, or you know, eggs and toast, or Cheerios. We all eat the same thing every day, and we don't ever get tired of it. And the Word of God is to our spirit what food is to our body.
Amen.
It's our very life. And so, you know, I mean, think about great men like Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, these great revivalists. How many times did those men read personally, speak publicly, prophesy, proclaim, preach the exact same verses over and over and over and over again? And that's because there's life and life more abundantly in them. So,
amen.
Now, let's go my last set of verses, and that's Job 33. Verses 13 through 18. God is speaking to man. And man may not be perceiving it. If you've ever felt like God was speaking to you and you weren't getting it, be encouraged. Job says, well, it wasn't Job, but in the book of Job, says that God, in the night season, when a man is slumbering on his bed, deep sleep falls upon him, that God opens our ears, our spiritual ears, and gives us a vision and a dream. So if your ears are open, you're hearing, and if it's a vision, you're seeing in technicolor. And then it says, he seals our instruction within us. You want to say it? Seal your instruction in me, Lord. Seal it. Help me be all you want me to be. And it says he turns our foot so we don't go to the pit, and he keeps our soul from pride. Thank you, Father. And then verse 23 says, he restores to us our youth. And thank you. All while we sleep. Right out of the word of God, the book of Job. And I think that was Eliphaz that was actually making that statement. Even though God rebuked him, that was a powerful statement. And those men understood God. And even when you don't understand it, God will speak to you in a dream. And then receive it and let him help you change. Because change is the process of life. If you don't change, then you just become the same old thing. And change is the way of life. And you have to change. Anyways. Till we see you again. Anybody else got anything they want to say? Anybody got their hand up? Only have one fourth anniversary program. Anybody get a prophetic utterance?
No, but our Tracy McSwain is here with us on YouTube. We've been missing you, girl. So good to have you with us.
Love you.
The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Amen. Hello.
My goodness sakes. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I need to say one more thing.
All right.
No matter what goes on, don't say this is the devil's comment.
Yeah.
That comment belongs to God, not the devil. Make sure you get your words right. Quit glorifying the devil. I heard a great preacher say today, the biggest problem most Christians have is they have too much respect for the devil.
Wow, that is quite the statement.
Do not respect the devil crush him underneath your feet.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 3, Jesus said in the garden to Satan, I will crush your head. Genesis chapter 3.
Yeah.
And that's what our place is. Don't respect the devil. Don't give great awe and wonder to sickness and disease. Crush it underneath your feet. And may the victory and the blessing of God be with you all. Amen. Well, I just keep preaching. There we go. But I'm awake all night, so if you're bored, call me and we can preach at each other. Till we see you again. Sunday, we see you at noon Eastern and 11 Central for 1 hour of faith and communion. And we're studying Name Your Seed. Name Your Seed. And it'll be a good study. Till we see you again. Remember this. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Good night, Sunday. Love
you. Thank you for being our friends and partners. Bless you, Phyllis. Dan and Gwen. Bless you guys. Roger. Brother John Wayner. Love you, man.
Oh, y'all, I can't see. Happy anniversary, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Love you.
Love you guys. John Boyd, Mary Ellen, and Susie Jones. Susie Jones.
Have a good rest of your evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, Tracy, stay and drive and be safe.
We love you. We love all you guys. And Jesus is Lord.
And whatever you do, don't forget that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And make sure you always remember that Jesus is Lord. What was Tracy saying?
Tracy would say, and drive and be safe, Pastor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It ain't but like a skiff, but it's a little slippery out here. But.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Tracy. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tracy.
All right. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Oh, you know what? You have to stop it from your end, love. I'm only co-host over here.
You have to stop it on my computer, buddy.
Oh, okay.
And stop Blog Talk Radio, too.
All right.